Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Top story up on PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. His neocons have enlisted Bin Laden's help to counter 9/11 truth, putting out a new fake video with a younger Bin Laden with no gray. It is literally a cartoon, computer-generated. You can even look at it and tell. We've got the history of all the other fake videos they put out. Very important you go read this story and get it out to everybody. Also, the trailer for Endgame, it's really just the intro from the film. It's a five-minute trailer. Is up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, and I'm asking you to get it out to everybody on your email list, your MySpace, everywhere. This is the film, I'm telling you. This is the hardcore one that covers the whole ball game, the whole shooting match, and this is the one that really gets into new territory. Because it's just an urban legend, you know, that the elite want to kill us. No, it's not. Rumors, legends always have their roots in reality. At least to some extent. Well, this is worse than the rumors you've heard. This is worse. This is documented, and the elite think they found the fountain of youth, but to attain it, they want to kill 80% of us. They're a bunch of sicko control freaks. Richard Reeves is up in New York. He's normally in Austin tonight, hosts a TV show here locally. He was at the Ron Paul Republican straw poll, and Ron Paul got third place there. But we saw all forms of manipulation and cheating and rigging. The big deal here is that there was a PSYOP. Now, Richard, did you see this, what everybody else said they saw, that buses coming in for Duncan Hunter were allowed to offload their people and get them in, but people that showed up who were delegates who were there for Ron Paul weren't being allowed in?
I didn't see that personally, but I was up in the room and heard reports of it, and you can see clips of that on YouTube. And that same guy that you see on YouTube, that same security guy, I went down there post the event and was asking if they knew anything about this where Ron Paul delegates were not allowed in, and the same guy denied that he knew anything about it. It was just
he denied the video, but thank God the video's out there. So used to we didn't have YouTube to prove them liars.
Right. And see, I didn't even know that was the guy that was involved. At that moment, I didn't know. I didn't find out till two or three days later when I'm looking on YouTube to find out about that story about delegates disallowed coming in. I mean, you even had David and Linda Stahl from CorridorWatch.org were barely allowed in, and that was only because they had a couple other neocon delegates that they were allowing in at the same time. And so they saw them going in, and so they kind of pushed the issue and forced the issue and were able to get in. But they were telling me that they'd gotten there like 3 minutes after 10 a.m., and they weren't allowing them in.
But they were allowing all the neocons in.
That's what they were saying.
Now, David Stahl, he's a city manager, former police officer. He's got the majority of counties to sign on for Corridor Watch. He's a very credible witness.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, he might be a good one to call and get up on the air about that issue of how that went down.
Well, we've got you now confirming that he said that. We'll put that in the article. Look, I've talked to people I know. Richard, you're just the icing on the cake. And now with Stahl, that's the cherry on top. We're going to get a report out on this. Confirmed, though, that you walked and talked to that security guard, and he claimed he didn't block any Ron Paul delegates.
That's right. Later on that during the event, I had no idea he was the one involved. I was just at that door, and that's where the delegates were supposed to come in, and that's I asked those people there, and they were all denying any knowledge of that occurring. So it was really pretty hilarious.
In closing, what did they say about 9/11 truth? Sum that up for us.
Well, basically, they're just saying that the 9/11 truthers are just liberal Democrats just coming in to crash the Republican Party. That's kind of the sum it up. And on top of that, these evil Democrats in the past, in the 1800s, actually killed Republicans for liking to free the slaves. So
it's just been boiled down to just mindless inter-party warfare. And again, the leadership of the Republicans and the hacks controlling this know that they're all on the same team, but they use that left-right to keep you in two false brigades so that you're under their control. Richard, I'll see you in New York. Thanks for the report.
Okay, thanks to 963 and 90.1. I appreciate you guys.
You bet. Take care, my friend. All right. I always plug those stations, 100.1 and 90.1, but then the day after I plugged it, I got griped at for not plugging it, so it kind of ruins me plugging them. So you can listen to me on 1330 AM from North Austin up to Waco, and then on the weekend on Sunday you can hear me on News Radio 590 KLBJ and on affiliates all over the country. I want to thank all of you.
What? Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are reclaimable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're going to get one final report from Luke Radowski and then the kickoff of resistance to the 9/11 hoax starts as we demonstrate and have actions and have events the next 4 days, 5 days in New York City. Luke Radowski popping in just a moment. And I'm going to run through some news we haven't gotten to yet today. There's quite a bit of that, so be sure and stay with us. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about somebody who I want to get back on the show and just what an excellent magazine it is. I remember about 4 years ago, I told him he ought to sponsor the Genesis Network, and he has been a sponsor since then. And I was just thinking about what a good, faithful sponsor he's been and how good his magazine is. It's newswatchmagazine.org, newswatchmagazine.org. And the number is 1-800-516-8736. David J. Smith, I mean, it looks like Time Magazine. It is a glossy, nice magazine. He's got a great church up in Waxahachie, Texas. There's very few good churches left out there. If I lived up in Waxahachie, just south of Dallas, if you live in Dallas, it's worth the 30-minute drive to go to. He is just, he's right outside Waxahachie. Wonderful pastor. 1-800-516-8736. Call him and get a free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. They just want you to have it. And it is such a nice magazine. You cannot beat this deal. Listen to the number, please. 1-800-516-8733. Or you can go through and get the information on their website, newswatchmagazine.org. And that's a pretty simple site. They got great books and films and things as well. But you'll find out about those in the magazine. Get the free magazine. It's an easy call, 1-800-516-8733. 36. David J. Smith has published Newswatch magazine since August 1980. Newswatch magazine is currently running a series about the history of the rise of world government, the New World Order. The series is entitled History That Must Be Told. It starts with over 300 years ago and brings up the current time. That's why it's such an important publication. His knowledge is very deep. My uncle was listening to David J. Smith before I even got on the air, folks. My uncle told me about David J. Smith, and he's one of the people that helped wake me up, okay? Newswatch is offering an introductory one-year free subscription to all who call the toll-free number between 8 and 4 p.m. Central Time, 800-516-8736. Give them a call, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Luke Rudnowski. Luke, I am looking forward to shaking your hand tomorrow, my friend. And I look forward to seeing you. Thank you for coming on with us.
No, man, thanks for having me. I can't wait to see you tomorrow, too, brother.
This is really shaping up to be huge, and I want it to dwarf the 2,000 people that we had out there at Ground Zero last year. Conservatively, 3,000 total in a couple days of events, but about 2,000 at any one time. Folks, this is historic, and I've got this V for Vendetta clip. I don't know if we have time to play it, but they have this statement about, if you feel as I feel, if you believe the crimes of this government have gone on too long, then be on the streets on September 11th between 7 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon, right out there at Ground Zero in your black 9/11 Truth t-shirt, preferably. But there's a lot of other events, aren't there, Luke? Run through them for us.
Well, today we start off making history today. We're going to be outside the Pratt House, CFR headquarters, today, 4 o'clock. We're going to be out there with our Not Alone Was an Inside Job signs, with our DVDs, with our flyers. And we're going to let the CFR know, we're going to let the scum inside the Council on Foreign Relations know that Not 11 was sponsored by the Council on Foreign Relations, and we're going to be out there. We're going to start off our street actions today. I hope everybody in the tri-state area joins us here in New York City. And if people aren't in the tri-state area, they could actually see the street action live on WeAreChange.org. And we start off today outside the Council on Foreign Relations, the Pratt House, today, 4 o'clock. And I hope people join us today out in the street action.
Absolutely. Run through the gamut. Run through the different events that you're gonna have in the next 4 or 5 days.
Well, of course, today's we have street action outside the Council on Foreign Relations. Then we're gonna go all over Upper Manhattan and march throughout all Manhattan and educate as many people as we can about the New World Order and 9/11. After that's finished, the next day, Saturday, we're gonna be doing a street action at Ground Zero from about 12 through 4. After we're done with that, we're gonna gather at Times Square from 6 all the way up to the night. And again, it's all about outreach. It's all about doing a street action. It's all about talking to an individual and changing their world and educating them for the better. And after that, Sunday, we're gonna do a street action outside Union Square from 12 to about 3 o'clock. 4 o'clock, our venue starts at Webster Hall, which is right here in Lower Manhattan. It's one of the best nightclubs here in New York City. It fits about 3,000 people. We want to fill the place. We have great people like Richard Gage, family members, rescue workers, Christine Ebersole, Daniel Senjata, the Loose Change. Of course, we're going to have you. We're going to be Premier Endgame. We're going to have M1, Bedouin, and Immortal Technique. It's a huge venue. It's a huge event. It's going to be one of the biggest Not Alone Truth events in history, and I hope people can make it out there. After that day is over, we're all going to meet in Manhattan at that Monday, and we're all going to split out throughout the city educating as many people as we can. As soon as that's over, we're going to have an event in right by Times Square. This event is New World Stages on 50th and 8th, and this is where we're going to premiere Loose Change Final Cut. This is where we're going to have our food stock with many musical performances. This is, again, where we're going to hear from family members, rescue workers, and this is, again, going to be one of the biggest nights in Not 11 Truth history ever. When that day's over, Not 1107 is going to come around, and we're going to have a peaceful vigil, a silent vigil in memory for all the ones that were lost in Not 11. And we're going to be there with family members, with rescue workers, with black T-shirts, and we're going to make the statement.
And this makes the New World Order so mad. It makes them so mad. They've talked about not even having memorials anymore because it's hard for the media to cover up when there's a couple thousand 9/11 truthers out there because they want to use the murder they committed to get more police state and kill the country further. And it makes them so mad that we're there, folks.
It really does. I mean, even the New York Times released an article a couple weeks ago saying how we should forget about 9/11 and not even have a memorial there at Ground Zero. And we have to remember, we can't forget 9/11. We can't never forget. We have to investigate 9/11. We can't forget 9/11. 9/11 is the key to basically everything, to you know, saving this country, taking back our country from the criminal elite, which have taken it back. We have to show these criminal elite. See, the criminals come back to the crime scene. We have Giuliani. We have George Bush. We have Pataki, all these criminals coming back to the crime scene on 9/11 and being praised as heroes. We can't have that. We can't allow that. Even family members here in New York City are outraged that Giuliani is going to be a part of the memorial.
In fact, the news reported, TV and the paper reported, that the majority of families, was it said like, I forget the number, it was like 90-something percent, don't want Giuliani to be there?
They don't want Giuliani.
What was that report? I got to dig that. It was like a week ago.
Yeah, the family members, they're outraged. The family members are on our side. The family members will be speaking at our events about how outraged they are, about how the administration, how the government is using their family's debts to justify a new world order. And that's not what it's about. It's about taking this country back. It's about honoring the people who are lost, and it's about doing the right thing and making a general statement that we will not stand up for this. We will do what's right. We will be there. We will not be scared, and we will do the right things instead of backing down and letting these criminals be there.
Absolutely, my friend. Luke Radowski, tell people to line up specifically on Saturday. I fly in the afternoon. I'm hooking up with you in the evening for a big meet-up, because we want to see demonstration, or they'll claim there's no First Amendment come after us. I want to see everybody out there tomorrow night specifically. Where are we hooking up tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night we're going to meet outside Times Square, right outside the recruiting station on 42nd Street here in Times Square. And the police department have been very hard-headed with us. They have not been issuing us permits, but we will still be out there.
Now, let's be clear. See, that's how it was in Australia. First, they say you got to have a permit, and they say no permits issued. It's just like they say you got to have a permit for a gun, then no permits issued. We don't have to have a permit to be out there on the street in America and let those little criminal goons try what they want.
Yeah, I want to put this on record. The New York mayor's office and the NYPD have not been giving us any permits, even though we have properly asked for them. I want to put this on record. They have not given us anything. And no matter what, we still have the First Amendment, and we will be there legally.
Look, so folks, if they win and chill in Canada, Australia, England, the United States, Germany, the Netherlands, it's happening. People wear shirts. They say you can't walk around in the Netherlands with a 9/11 truth shirt. If they win, the next step's camps. This is what they know. It's a formula. And if they're able to chill demonstration, chill you being able to be on the streets, stop that. It's over, folks. We have to go down there, and I want to see people there for the first test tomorrow night. I'm going to be there, and I probably won't get down there until about 7 o'clock or so, or 8 o'clock, Luke, and I'll see you there.
Man, I'll see you there too. And people have to stand up for their rights.
See, when does that kick off? Because I heard it was starting about the time I'm landing, but I need time to, you know, get there and get set up and everything. So I think it's better to everybody converge at one time instead of straggling it out. When is it supposed to kick off?
It's supposed to kick off 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock at Times Square, right by the recruiting station.
Okay, well, we'll go for that, but I won't. But if you get problems, folks, wander off and then come back and reconverge. I think 8 o'clock is the key time to make sure everybody can get there.
All right, 8 o'clock Times Square. Then I guess that's cool. Then.
Well, I've also got Discovery Channel telling me, you know, they're following me from the airport over there, and then I'm going to meet with you there. And by the time I get from the airport, let's say the plane's late, you know, I'm worried about things like that, Luke.
Yeah, you never know what could happen, but we're going to be out there no matter what, and we're going to be standing up for our rights. And we have to assert our rights, because if we don't use our rights, we're not going to have any rights left. And we have to use them, we have to stand up for them, we have to make sure our Bill of Rights, our Constitution, is in place.
Think about in the United States, though, that they tell you can't have a 9/11 truth shirt. Think about doing it in Australia. I mean, that's how far we've slid. That's how far we've gone. That in Austin, when, you know, 100 of us are standing on a sidewalk, they say you can't do that, and they threaten to arrest us, and we have to literally have brinksmanship and play chicken with them. I mean, that's how far this country's gone. And
cops, when they
take your pension fund and you're out trying to protest and other cops are breaking your skull in, just remember it.
Yeah, I mean, even here in New York City, they called in a false bomb threat on us because we had a political message outside Larry Silverstein's office. That's how bad it gets. But but we have to stand up like we did. We can't stop filming. We have to put everything on.
That's all the more reason. I want as the first test tomorrow night. I want to see a bunch of people get there about 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Converge. Get there earlier if you can. I want to see you there, Luke. I'll see you right there in the big head of Babylon, right there in Evil Central, right there in Times Square in front of that giant recruiting abomination. We'll be there. God bless you, Luke Radowski.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, September 7, 2007, gold 702.70 ounce. Gold coins can be purchased for $724.91, $357.55 for half, $178.78 per quarter. That's $702.91, $357.55, and $178.78.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast out on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with the Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts. Now, to be on the Great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central, formidable Alex Jones says, this is the network often imitated but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central with the Divided Kingdom.
Coming up. up, we found the author, Alan Wiseman, getting all this attention. We should play about a minute of it when we get back in the next segment, saying, let's just get this straight and over with. We're going to get rid of everybody. We're going to be better off when there's no humans. That's the elite wanting to get rid of us. Now, in the land of the free, home of the brave, from Austin, Texas to Manhattan, New York. I talked to the Discovery Channel. And by the way, this is a famous filmmaker doing it for Discovery Channel. The only reason I'm doing it, because I know it's all hit pieces. This one, they claim, isn't. I knew the history was. This one, I think, is going to be just straight down the middle. And they did big Metallica documentaries and documentaries like Brothers Keeper and Grey Matter and what's the famous one about the people getting set up for murder up in Arkansas? But they've told Discovery Channel, and they have to buy permits. I mean, just to film me getting off the plane, just to film with a camera me walking out to get in a car is thousands of dollars for them. That's how the system works with a permit. See, not First Amendment, it's a permit. And they've told them, no permits for the city. You don't get permits. They've told Discovery Channel that on 9/11 and for any of these events, anywhere in the just you don't have a permit. And Discovery Channel says they've never seen anything like it. And now the Film Commission has ordered that no one film in the city. Now imagine in America, with them cramming cameras down our throats, they just declare this power. They're criminals. And believe me, folks, you're going to see slack-jawed, pot-bellied, America-hating cops walking over with pleasure going, let me tell you something. You turns it off, he leaves it now, or you goes to the prisons. I mean, it's right out of Goodfellas, folks. It's worse than that. It's right out of Clockwork Orange. Now, you'll have other cops saying, hey, thank you, good job. But it won't matter. They got the nasty ones. And listen, you need to experience this. America is dying, folks. This is the direct murder of the country. Luke, you went in to try to get permits. See, I'll get a permit for anywhere in the city. What did they tell you?
We try to do everything legally. We try to apply for a permit on 9/11. They are not issuing permits to anybody.
What do they say to you? Get out of here.
No, they're just saying blatantly the Office of Films, the mayor's Office of Films, and just regular the mayor office is not giving permits for anything or anybody in Lower Manhattan on the day of 9/11. That means no sound amplification permits, no film shooting permits. And the people from Discovery have called me and told me, no, we can't shoot you at Ground Zero. We can't film you at Ground Zero.
Now again, let's be clear about this though. In Australia, no protest, no shirt. But understand, see, first they trick you, just like, how did churches go under IRS regulation? They just said, oh, you got your First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, but just sign this form, and then we don't issue the form no more. Well, you got your Second Amendment, just get the permit, and then we don't offer that no more. And see, you're not allowed to demonstrate, not allowed to stand on the street corner, not allowed to have a sign, not allowed to stand on a soapbox. You know, I got machine guns. You got a bomb on you? I know you don't got a bomb, but I'll say you do. See, committing crime right there on video, and they don't care. Don't be intimidated. I want everybody in mass today at 4 o'clock at the CFR. I want everybody in mass tomorrow night out there in front of that recruiting office to the New World Order. And I want everybody there on 9/11. Tell them, Luke.
I mean, be out there. I mean, it's either now or never. It's either we make history now or never. First, they issue permits. So we apply for these permits, and they turn us down. They turn us down because we're doing the right thing. We're going after their system. It's our First Amendment right to be there. Let's exercise that First Amendment right. Let's make sure we're there. You know, there's no way they could shut us down. There's no way.
But I did see they're issuing permits.
Members and rescue workers. There's no way they could arrest family members.
Oh, by the way, you told the cops. You told the cops that it was for mainline police and firemen groups. I mean, these are the big foundations you've got coming. I mean, these are mainline groups, and they just said, we don't care if it's for us. We like the poison dust. Now get out of here.
Yeah, exactly. I told them we're doing everything for the police officers, for the firefighters. We're doing everything.
We like dying, Luke. We like the vaccines. We like the Diet Coke.
These people are sick and disgusting because they'd rather keep their own jobs than help out their own brothers and support the real people in America that want to save this country. And we have to stand up for its right no matter what. We are doing a fundraiser for the first responders. And the NYPD, whose first responders are dying, and and sick don't even want to help us. That's how sick and disgusting it gets, man.
They love it. They love it.
Doesn't want to help us.
And they take their kids in and inject them, and they go into seizures, and the cops go, yeah, more injections in my child. I love the government. Just fine. Believe it. Be cursed by it. Love it. It isn't us hurting you. It's your masters. Good job, Luke Radowski. I'll see you there on the front line of the info war tomorrow in Times Square.
We're going to make history, brother.
We are. I'll see you there.
All right, brother. I'm going to leave you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625. 885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Babies spend up to 15 hours a day sleeping and playing on a crib mattress. Standard baby mattresses are suspected of containing potentially harmful chemicals. The primary ingredient in most mattresses is polyurethane foam, a highly flammable petroleum product. At Naturepedic, we believe that your baby's health and safety are not negotiable. An organic cotton mattress is the first step toward a healthy and natural crib environment. At Naturepedic, the no-compromise organic baby crib mattress features organic cotton filling and a waterproof surface so pure that it meets food contact standards. A Naturepedic mattress provides a healthy sleep environment for your baby and a peace of mind for you. Go to naturepedic.com. That's naturepedic.com. Or call 1-800-91-PEDIC. That's 1-800-91-PEDIC. Call today.
Thank you for being here. The book is called The World Without Us, and it is a scientific look at what would happen if we disappeared. People.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Of course, a hypothetical. This is a hypothetical.
It's a hypothetical. The problem with a lot of environmental writing these days is that a lot of people don't want to read it because they're all scared that we're going to die. So I killed everybody off in the first couple pages. But we get to stick around and see what the future looks like. And that seems to disarm the fear factor.
What's amazing to me is how quickly everything we've built is reclaimed.
A lot of stuff goes down rather fast. Our big infrastructure. Cities will start to crumble faster than we would imagine. This city is a really good example. The subways, as we already know, would flood in New York rather quickly.
Even in there and other places, and he says everybody needs to die. And that's exactly what the elite are pushing. It's their excuse to kill us, do whatever they want with us. And I'm telling you, they're planning it. Endgame proves it. Now, I had him up a month ago, and I invited him back on today. Because you know I've told you get precious metals, and I told you this, oh, 6-7 years ago when you doubled your money. I'm telling you now, folks, get into them. I'm telling you, have firearms. I'm telling you, if you can't live in a rural area, at least buy a few acres somewhere so you can get a retreat out to it. I don't care if it's a shack or a tent. But the biggest thing is water and food, and Steve Shank's got you covered on all of those fronts. It's the J. Michael Stevens Group, 26-plus years in operation, the longest continually operating prepared and storable foods company. I bought food from them years and years ago. I just got food from them again. My staff has been buying food from them. They've got a great two-month package for one person that everyone must have. I mean, I don't care if you don't have any money. This is very inexpensive. This is the basics. You've got to have it. It could supplement other food, and you could survive 4 months with it if you had some supplements. The meals are all about half, again, bigger than they need to be. They're high quality. We found the big sponsor. We found the good sponsor. We bring you the good folks. And I'm telling you that I believe passionately in this, and it's a hedge. I'm not saying all these bad things are going to happen. The government, the media are. But I know this. If something does bad happen, I am prepared to take care of my family. It's insurance you can eat. It's insurance that you need. It's insurance that is guaranteed to pay off because you can use it one way or the other. It lasts more than 10 years when stored properly. But even in your attic, it'll last 10 years, and that's where I got mine. And I just had some food that'd be about 5-6 years old, still good for 4 or 5 more years. I gave it to family. Listen, I don't know how to tell you how important this call is. And they got great catalogs, great material, great information. They've got experts that'll talk to you. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, you can see the big banner there at the top. So that makes it easy for web folks to get there. It's eFoodsDirect.com, just the letter E and FoodsDirect.com. But Steve Shank is the man behind it there 26 years, and he's got the name in quality, the name in delivery, the name in dependability, and we're just honored to have high-quality sponsors like this. Steve, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. It's just absolutely a delight every time we match up, because you're just carrying the spear out there and leading the thrust to help people understand that this thing is absolutely serious. This is not a marketing ploy to get people scared like Y2K turned out to be for many organizations. What we're dealing with, we had another thing happen just this last week. It seems like every single week we've got a recall on meat from Oregon. We've got sandals that the Chinese are shipping over here. It's getting to the point on my radio program where just about every time I lead off, Alex, I'm telling people, remember back 4 years ago when we here, between you and I, we've been telling people that at some point in time, and back then, 4 years ago, we said in the near future, if you didn't grow it yourself or if you didn't store it before it was contaminated, you wouldn't dare eat it. We are there. The stuff that's in the grocery stores with the genetic alterations and things that'll make you glow in the dark, walk sideways, and one eye travel to the other side of your head are absolutely right there. And so what we're telling people, I have people call me all the time and say, well, we're hearing you counsel us to get any equity out of any property that we have before everything goes down and all real estate goes to pot, and they're talking about having that happen. But what should we do with it? Should we put in gold and silver? I say, yeah, but before you do that, get in your 5 or 7 or 3 or 4 or whatever your conscience allows of food, because that's going to disappear. That's going to disappear before anything else does. Alex, right now, the last time we talked was probably about a month, maybe a month and a half ago.
Food prices have gone up 10% in the last month.
10%? Hey, let me tell you, don't worry about the food that you buy in the grocery store. That's just the result. You look at the cattle feed. They are they're burning up so much of the corn, which is the basic cattle feed in this country, that we just about lost all dairy products 3 weeks ago. Just about lost all of them. They went from $50 for a 50-pound bag of the powdered milk that we have canned for the food supplies. It went from $50 a bag up to $144 a bag, and you couldn't buy it at that price. Now, the fact that it goes up in price is not significant, because people will come up with whatever they have to. It's food, for crying out loud. But the fact that you can't get it, that's the real key. Now, a month or however many weeks ago, I think it was maybe 5 or 6 weeks ago, you and I talked on your program. And at that time, we had all the supplies coming in, and things were working pretty well. We've got our suppliers right now going out, putting together additional canning operations. But the people are responding, and you folks out there are calling us. You're getting in touch with us either at 800-409-5633 or on the web like Alex is telling you to do. But the fact is, the orders are coming in like crazy. We're covered up with that. But the main thing that we're stressed over is being able to get the food for you to have your shipments come out there. And so my counsel, and this is not self-serving, let me tell you this, Alex. Whatever, I've got investors running around putting together funds to try and buy in raw materials into the warehouse in terms of millions of dollars worth. There is no end like there was in 1999. There's no other side to this. Whatever food that we can get into those warehouses while we can still get it, not necessarily afford it, but get it, that will go. So it's not a question, folks, of whether we're going to ship everything we can get our hands on. It's the question of you getting your tail in gear and getting some orders in so we can get them out there while we still have food. That's the bottom line, Alex.
Now, Steve, for people that want to learn a lot more, and I mean, your show, probably 20% of it is just the food issue. You have experts on plumbing and your house and cold weather gear and wood-burning stoves and gardening. I mean, I listen to the show almost every weekend because it's on Genesis when I'm driving into KLBJ to do my Sunday show, and so I can hear it on 100.1, I can hear it on 90.1, the little FMs around here, and then doing a great job, and then I can, you know, go do my own show. So I listen to it almost every week, at least 30, 40 minutes as I drive into work, and I learn stuff every week, and I know quite a bit. Tell folks about the show times here on Genesis.
Well, on Genesis, we're right the 2 hours right after your program on Sunday. On Sunday evening.
So I guess the micros are looping you before. They're airing the show from the week before. Okay.
Yeah, they're picking up the one before and looping it around. But the 2 hours right after you, and we go out on the same shortwave frequencies that you do. And if they come in and listen to your Sunday afternoon early evening program, then if they just stay tuned right on that same spot, they're going to have to put up with old Fearless Radio and Steve Shank yelling and screaming at them.
No, it's excellent information. But, Steve, let me just put it to the listeners this way. You're a great sponsor. You're an old name in this. It's high quality. I go out and get the sponsors where I choose to buy stuff. I've chosen twice to get my materials of foods through you. And whatever happens, they say the economy could implode, World War III could start, all these reasons. I mean, I'm worried about it. I have it. And I'm just telling you, listeners, that you can get food much less expensively through Steve Shank. You can get prepared, and you just really need to do it. And when I open up the newspaper and it says in 1 month, food prices went up 10%, because the dollar has been devalued by more than 50%, almost 60% in the last 6 years. Now people are just learning about that. There have been supply problems, but let's say none of that happens. Then you've got the economy problems. You've got all of it. Bottom line, it lasts 10 years. Bottom line, you get it, and then you're not worried anymore. I'm trying to get people to be empowered, and I'm telling you, it feels good to have a gun safe you can get in 5 seconds that's got a semi-automatic rifle with a 30-round clip and a shotgun and a handgun to defend your family. It feels good to have a little bit of gold. So if everything goes to pot, you'll be able to barter. It feels good to have an attic full of food. it feels good to be able to have a little, you know, I got 4 acres outside town by Johnson City I can run to. And then I've got other family land in East Texas if I can make it that far. I mean, if martial law, total clamp down, I can get out of here. And I've got a map in the car with the back roads. And it's four-wheel drive. And I got a shotgun rifle and a four-wheel drive. And I can skin a buck, folks. I can run a truck line. And I'm telling you, if you don't know how to skin a buck and run a truck line, just in case, I mean, if it's even a 10% chance, you need to be prepared. Bottom line, Steve, give them your number.
800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. And we're taking a lot of calls right now, Alex, so they will probably talk to one of our operators. But just give them the information, and we'll get back to you. We'll fill out any needs that you have in terms of...
Yeah, you guys are great because you love to talk, and even if you call them back 2 days later, you'll spend a lot of time with them. A lot of times you're talking to Steve or the great ladies in his office. Give them that number out slowly.
1-800-409-5633.
Or efoodsdirect.com, or when you're on prisonplanet.com and infowars.com, there is the links to Steve Shank. And I'll tell you a little secret, folks. We just upgraded the bandwidth. It'll take a few weeks to get it installed with a content distribution network. They're very expensive. Okay, and so I'm not out buying shiny things with Steve's sponsorship. You know what I did? I signed a contract. It's a 2-year when they make you do that, for the biggest, best company out there for video and audio distribution and delivery. So my information will be on hundreds of servers, very hard to bring down. We're going to the next level thanks to Steve's help. So literally, with his sponsorship, which then, of course, we believe in, so it's a win-win-win, we are going to bring you even better video at PrisonPlanet.tv and with all the free audio and video we put out as well. Because we want to give you the best medium available. So, again, Steve is also supporting this broadcast. Tell them about that 2-month supply, because I know some people here at my office got that, and I even have a couple of the 2-month supplies here at the office. How do people, and we got the Berkeys in there and everything else, how do people, and you've also got a preparedness kit you've got, how do people get that 2-month supply?
All they do is either call 800-409-5633 or go up on the web, efoodsdirect.com. And
what do you call that? What do you call that 2-month right supply? I don't have it in front of me. I mean, that's a lot of food in those two little boxes.
Well, yeah, you got 2 cases. It's got 200 meals in it. It's a 2-month supply, and it runs for $349. Generally, we don't quote prices on the air just because we don't want to make it sound like we're hucking food. But I'm telling you, folks, this thing is. It comes out to roughly $1.73 a meal, and these are 150% meals. And the reason we put that out, Alex, is that your regular food supplies, you need food that you cook with you normally. With this, you can grab and run with it. You can send it to a student. Disabled veterans and elderly people are using this because all you do is add water and cook it, and it's ready to rock.
And these are high quality. We've tested them. We've eaten them. It's even better quality than what I got from you years ago, and that was high quality. I mean, this blows MREs away. All you need really is a little Bunsen burner. Explain that.
Well, what we've got, what we put together is what we call an accessory kit. It has a water purifier, a portable water purifier, so you got the water, and then you just get some little LP fuel cells, and it's got a stove in it, and anybody that picks up 3 of these, we just send it to them, or they can pick up the accessory kit for their 2-month supply for about $96, but anything that you get through the J. Michael Stevens Group or the task force here, you're going to end up with more of a better quality than for less money than anything else you can do out there. We just absolutely guarantee it.
Well, that's why you've been around 26 years. It's a very competitive market out there, and that's why you're number one. Give them the number slowly.
1-800-409-5633.
1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. I'll tell you right now. It's the good feeling of knowing I'm prepared. It's the feeling of if the New World Order decides to go to martial law, nuke cities, start their extermination operations, or if there's a depression, whatever happens, I've got a couple years' food supply for my entire family. And it doesn't mean I'm 100% secure. But it means I'm a lot more secure. Can you imagine these yuppies that have got a week of food in their refrigerator, and when there's a little hurricane, there's no food in 24 hours? Can you imagine them, Steve, in a Great Depression situation? Back then, 80% of people lived in the country. People in the city had gardens. People weren't criminals. Can you imagine how things will unravel if things fall apart here now? It'll be complete bedlam.
I tell you what, one of the things with families, one of the objectives that we have, Alex, is to enable the families that are a part of what you're talking about and what we're helping people build, is to be bulletproof, to be fearless no matter what happens, and food is where it starts. And the fact is that during the Great Depression, one thing that a lot of people don't know, and if you ever watch the movie Seabiscuit, you see an example of this. A huge number of families across this country ended up giving their children away to families that could just feed them. And that was when there were only 30% of the jobs lost as a result of the Depression, and that was when still 80% of the population was tied to the family farm. Right now, we have less than 1% of the families tied to any kind of farming at all. People are living in these urban areas, and they have no food. They even shop. They shop sometimes every other day for the meals that they're eating. They have nothing in their home to reserve.
They can get a 2-month supply, which is the bare minimum, and then throw it under the bed for that day they may need it, or 5-6 years down the road. Oh, nothing ever happened. Thank God. I hope that's the case. Believe me, folks, I like my life and going to the shop and going to a movie every few weeks and going to dinner and eating enchiladas. I don't believe me. But there's a good chance things could unravel, and you're nuts if you don't know how to use a gun, too. 1-800-409-5633. Stay there. I've got a few more questions for our guest, Steve Schenck, J. Michael Stevens Group, eFoodsDirect.com. I'm Alex Jones, and I hope you get prepared. Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan Personal Cooling System. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's Bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. 210-632-8280. The Bed Fan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life.
You know, it's one hard to cut off Man in Black. Johnny Cash.
One love, we get to share it.
It leaves you, baby, if you don't care about it. All right, we're back live here, folks. Look, I love getting our listeners prepared. And I was just talking to Steve Schenker in the break, and I said, man, that's all going to, you know what, in a handbasket. He said, yeah, but the more people we've got prepared, the more people we've got to put it back in place after things degenerate. And that's true. It's my job to take care of my wife, my children, and my family. And if my family won't buy water filters, I buy them, and I go over and harangue them and try to make them use them. And I try to buy family storable foods. I mean, that's what I do around here with my disposable income. Because that's what you're supposed to do, is be a provider. It was normal 50 years ago. Now it's not normal. Well, I'm trying to get us back to what we were. And the New World Order won't make a play for us if we're prepared. That's another thing. Believe me. And by the way, the last year, the SWAT teams, the sheriff's departments, they've all been getting storable foods and getting ready. But they're all going to hoard it during an emergency. Steve, bottom line, they need to give you a call. How do they do it?
Call 800-409-5633. And the whole objective, Alex, is the more people we can make bulletproof. I'm not talking about bullet like bullets. I'm talking about when the dollar crashes, and it will, and when the economy goes to pot, our people that are prepared can truly be fearless, because if they are not dependent for food, if they're not dependent, if they get themselves healthy, if they're not dependent and get out of debt, then the only thing that can control us, the only thing that can have power over us, if we become dependent on someone or something, then we give them power to control us. And so independence is the answer. That's what the old-timers always did.
Absolutely.
That's what we need to do.
Absolutely. Steve Schenk, will talk to you again hopefully next month, and everybody can visit you at eFoodsDirect.com. God bless you, my friend.
Take care, buddy.
Steve Schenk's a wonderful person and a great product. And frankly, I hope the dollar doesn't crash. It's already been hurt pretty bad, and I hope none of this stuff happens. But there's a good chance. And all I know is common sense. They use food as a weapon. I got State Department Memorandum 200, and you need to give them a call. And I was thinking also, it's good to have vitamins. It's good to be able to have a supplement, too, during these emergencies. And a great thing to supplement your eFoods Direct packages is the Interfood. If you go to PrisonPlanet.com and link through to their site, you get 10% off and 20% off on bulk orders. It's enerfood.com, innerfood.com, the best green food out there, natural healthy coffees. They've got the cocoa butter, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, greater mental clarity, reduced food cravings, healthy radiant skin. On and on and on, ladies and gentlemen, enerfood.com, innerfood.com, or 866-762-9238. I'm out of time. And, again, we could not do this show without the sponsors. We could not do it without the AMF affiliates. We could not do it without the listeners who support us and support the sponsors. So I thank all of you for your support out there, and I thank you for your prayers. And I hope to see you in this historical resistance to tyranny in New York. I'm going to be there. And I just pray that God will move the hearts of those cops to realize they're killing America when they try to violate the First Amendment. And I want to see everybody out there at the CFR at 4 o'clock this afternoon. I won't be there. I've been there before. But I'll see you tomorrow night in New York City, God willing. Pray for safe travel there for me and my crew at around 7, 8 o'clock, whenever we can get there, Times Square at the recruiting office. So pray for us, folks. We'll be praying for you. All right, I want to thank the Genesis Network as well. John Harmon for running the show. Trey Kincaid for producing. And everybody else out there. God bless you all. I'll see you in New York.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.